Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 4. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we read your word, we pray that we would be getting closer and more aligned to you. Pray that you would help us to think and do what you want so that we can be accomplishing the impossible by the power of your Holy Spirit in us. It's an amazing thing. Thank you. Amen. Zechariah 4. And the angel who was talking with me returned, and he wakened me, as one who is wakened from his sleep. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I said, "I see, and look, a lampstand, all of gold. And a bowl was on its top, and its seven lamps on it, and seven lips on each of the lamps that are on its top. And there are two olive trees by it, one on the right of the bowl, and the other on its left." And I answered and said to the angel who was talking to me, "What are these, my lord?" And the angel who was talking with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my lord." And he answered and said to me, "This is the word of Yahweh to Zerubbabel, saying, 'Not by strength, and not by power, but only by my spirit, says Yahweh of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you will become level ground, and he will bring out the top stone amid the shouts of grace, grace to it.'" And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, "The hands of Zerubbabel have founded this house, and his hands will finish it. And you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you. For whoever has despised the day of small things will rejoice, and will see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel." These seven are the eyes of Yahweh, which are raging throughout the whole earth. And I answered and said to him, "What are the two olive trees on the right of the lampstand and on its left?" And I replied a second time and asked him, "What are these two twigs of olive trees beside the two golden pipes that pour forth from themselves the golden oil?" And he replied to me, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my lord." And he said, "These are the two anointed ones, standing by the Lord of the whole earth." Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. In chapter 1, we had two visions, the four horsemen patrolling the earth, and the second was the four horns with the four craftsmen that defeat the horns. Then in chapter 2, we had the second vision, the man going to measure Jerusalem, who is told that Jerusalem is going to be so large that you can't put a wall around it, but God will be its wall. Then, in chapter 3, we had a vision about Joshua the high priest. He was wearing filthy garments, and he was being accused by the accuser. Satan means the accuser. But Yahweh chooses Joshua and removes the filthy clothes and gives him clean clothes. And he is told that if he walks in Yahweh's ways, then he will get to do the things a high priest does, like judging and guarding the courts of the temple. And there's also this promise of the branch coming. And there's a mention of a stone with seven eyes on it. And the chapter ends with the removal of guilt and everyone living in peace. Now, this chapter has the fifth vision. And we do see that it is very much connected to the fourth vision. There are eight visions here in this section, and they appear to be in a chiastic structure. So the first and the last are similar, and the second last are similar. And also, the typical focus of a chiastic structure is on the middle, so these chapters are very important. The vision is odd. Zechariah sees a seven-branch lampstand, and two olive trees, and a bowl. The seven-branch lampstand makes us think of the lampstand in the temple. And the angel tells Zechariah that the point of the vision is that the temple is not going to be built by human strength, but by Yahweh's Spirit. Which helps us understand that the olive oil symbolizes the Holy Spirit. Yahweh says that this great mountain of a task will become like a level plain in front of Zerubbabel, and he will finish the project. So the fourth vision was about Joshua the high priest, and here the focus is on Zerubbabel the governor. Then the number 7 is connected to Yahweh's 7 eyes that go through the whole earth. So that just leaves the 2 olive trees. So Zechariah asks about them, twice, and the angel says that they are the 2 anointed ones, standing by Yahweh. Which may be describing Joshua and Zerubbabel, because typically priests and kings would be anointed with olive oil. Now, Zerubbabel wasn't a king, though he was descended from David. He's the governor. And God has just declared that he will complete this work by Yahweh's Spirit, not by his own strength. And now for a deeper dive. The picture is a little confusing with the olive trees and the pipes and the 7 lamps, because it seems that the olive trees are producing the olive oil, which does make sense to a certain extent. Olive trees produce olives. They would press the olives to get the olive oil, which they would then use in lamps and for ointment. But the anointed ones pouring this forth, does that make sense? And when we think of it, really, they need the Spirit poured into them. They don't produce it themselves. And maybe we just can't stretch the figure to match our expectations in every way. The explanation is clear enough. Yahweh's Spirit will give them the power to accomplish the seemingly impossible task of building the temple. But actually, Jesus described the Holy Spirit as pouring out of people who have it. In John 7, verse 38, "The one who believes in me, just as the scripture said, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water." Now he said this concerning the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were about to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus had not yet been glorified. So Jesus is saying that the Spirit will pour out of people. And the Holy Spirit is promised to even us today, as Peter said in Acts chapter 2. The promise is for those who are far off. The Holy Spirit will enable us to do the impossible and pour out from us. Now, when we first hear that, we're tempted to think of how we would like to use that power, which was the problem of the people addressed in the previous book, Haggai. They were trying to build their own houses, and nothing was working. We do have this unlimited source of power, unlimited for building God's temple. It's not unlimited power to do whatever we want with. We can accomplish whatever God wants, which is amazing. And hopefully we're getting our desires aligned with God so that then we will be able to accomplish whatever we want because we will want the right things. Do you have a desire for a good thing? Maybe to get rid of some sin from your life? Or something that you think God wants you to do, but it's impossible? We should pray and make sure that we are aligned with God. And then we should just get to work and see the Holy Spirit accomplish what we could never have imagined was possible. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.